Thank God we have the opportunity to come back so quickly. Years ago, before the qualifiers, if you lost the championship match in Ulster, you weren't back on the horse again until February time in the following National League, and there'll be a lot of hurt stored up over that period. So it's a blessing for the players and for the management and for the supporters as well that we have this opportunity to more or less redeem ourselves, because the Ulster final performance, it was a no-show really, and that was the disappointing thing. I knew we were going to get it tight with Donegal, they're a top side, but by God, I never expected us to bow so meekly to them, and we're looking forward to a Fermanagh team turning in a performance. That's the most important thing today, and if we turn in a performance, you know, I feel we can get a result as well. But no, today is about redemption. We need to get back on the horse again, get a performance in, and put Fermanagh's best foot forward. Boys got back to training on the Thursday. Rory had them back on the Thursday. They had a good weekend session last weekend. They've trained again this week. So, but from myself being involved in county football and being involved in backdoor games and bouncing back after Ulster Championship defeats, the important thing is the mental preparation. And that is the key. The boys have to get it into their heads that what they produced the last day just wasn't a true reflection of themselves or the team. And they have to show a resilience. They have to show real character, because the test of any team and the test of any management really is how you do, how you respond to defeats. Everybody can be a good player when everything's going well. Everybody can be a good manager when everything is going well. But the test for all of us is, how do we respond in adversity? And that's the test for Fermanagh today. And I feel that our boys can turn it around. And for the work that has gone in since last November, I think it's massively important that we come out of Navan today with our heads held high. Whether we get the result or not, Tom, that's not that relevant. What is important today, we need a performance. And we need to give a performance on the pitch today that the Fermanagh supporters are proud of, because we had massive support in Clonus, but the harsh reality was it was a massive letdown for everyone. The players felt let down, supporters felt let down, management felt let down. So it was just a bad day for everybody associated with Fermanagh football on Ulster final day, and we want to see a much better day today, and that's why we can't wait for 7 o'clock in Navan this evening.
And do you expect a change in personnel, change of system, because the defensive system that you played and you know, come on in for a lot of criticism?
Well, it has come in for a lot of criticism, but it has got us so far, so we can't be over critical of it. But I do, yes, you asked me if I expect changes. I do expect changes, because on any given day you look back at a performance and you have to look at who performed and who didn't, and there's a squad of players there, there's depth in the group. And I would expect Rory to make maybe 2, 3, 4 changes today, and certainly probably utilise the bench as well. That's very important. And no, what we produced on the Ulster final wasn't good enough, so we have to change it. Whether we change the system, I don't think so. We'll change it that much. We have to commit more men forward. That's massively important. We have to get more men going forward. We have to get our shooters on the ball, in the positions, because, you know something, we played poorly against Donegal, but we had 6 or 7 good scoring chances in the first half, which we didn't convert. If we had converted those, we would have made the game more competitive, because at the end of the day, the Ulster final was over when Ryan McHugh scored his second goal. It was, you know, we might as well have hopped into the cars and went home then. But I think Fermanagh have got to be more clinical in the forward line. They've got to get a platform in the middle of the field. We were just totally overpowered in the middle of the field. Yeah, but to be fair to Donegal, they had their homework done well. The break ball, they really had their homework done on Pat Cadden's kick out. You know, on Pat Cadden's kick outs, they just swarmed over the break ball. They won them, and maybe they scored 1-5, 1-6 from those possessions they got from our restart. So, no, I want to see an improvement in the middle of the field. I want to see our forwards be more clinical, get the shooters on the ball in the shooting positions, and at defence, you know, defensively then we've got to be, you know, we were shadow marking a lot of the time against Donegal. There was Donegal runners coming through, there was nobody tracking them. Owen Ban Gallagher came 60, 70 metres, you know, stuck the ball in the net, there was nobody on him. So, no, we have to learn the lessons. We have to learn the lessons. I'm sure the video analysis has been done, and defensively, far tighter, middle of the field. We've got to get the grips there, got to get a solid foundation there, and up front we've got to be converting chances, because to beat Kildare and to win games at this level of competition at the All-Ireland stage, you need to be hitting 15 points in a game. You need to be hitting 15, 16 points in a game. You're not going to be winning games now on 6, 7 points. So, we have got to get back down to hard work today and turn in a performance that reflects the quality that's in Fermanagh. We've had a good season to date. We had an awful day on Ulster final, but we can turn it around today, and I feel Rory and his charges will have massive Fermanagh support up. There will be genuine supporters. A lot of supporters will probably turn their back after the Ulster final, but the genuine supporters will all be in Navan today, cheering on the team, and let's hope for a Fermanagh victory and get into the Super 8. If we can get into the Super 8, what happened on Ulster final day will quickly be forgotten.